Back at it in the No Panic Zone. We're going to go take a deep cleansing breath now in and out. All right, you feel better, right? I mean, it's just time to relax and to take a deep breath because we're going to get hooked up with a fella that's been lost out there for a considerable amount of time. The ice is out. The fishing is starting. It's mushroom season. A lot of great things going on in Michigan. Our next guest, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who's been lost more than I have, and that's saying something. Ron, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. I am essential, and I'm loving it.
I am essential. Right.
Being one of the essentials, you got the deplorables, and you got your essentials.
I am essential. I like that, and I agree with you. I think you are. God bless you. You're an American. All right. So, I mean, the weather's getting better. It was 70 degrees here in southern Michigan yesterday. Not today, but yesterday. You know, we're getting those nice breakthroughs of great weather.
Well, yeah, and up here we're pushing 50 every day. There's people out here shoveling snow in their shorts. So yeah, it's getting good.
All right. So I
have to do this. I have to do this shout out. I got an email from one of your listeners who had gone to Carroll, Michigan, to check out a spot that I talked about for years where all these daffodils grow, and it needed an update. And he sent me an email to update that. And I just want to tell everybody, when you see an error that I make, let me know so I can update it. Which means, of course, I'll get updates every day.
I
do appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the kind of time, but I'll do what I can.
Yeah, really. Only so many days, hours in the day.
So I asked you a question last week, I believe.
Yes, yes. You sent me
a homework assignment
on your quest about why covered bridges are covered.
All right, and why?
And I have billions of files. I will search piles of files with smiles. Paraphrase.
Okay. And what'd you find?
And they are, these covered bridges that are covered are truss bridges. And that, what if you don't know what your truss is, that's the beams underneath that hold up the roadbed.
Right.
If you leave it uncovered, the weather will wipe that bridge out in between 10 and 20 years. But if you cover it with a roof, the bridge can last 100 years.
Or more. Some of these are older than that, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, on the low end, it'll last 100 years.
So the covered bridge is there to cover.
That's why they would cover these bridges, not so much for picturesque, which we love, but to protect the roadbed and the underlying trusses, which are holding the whole thing up.
Right. The roof is to protect the bridge itself. That's very cool. Cheaper to replace the roof than it is to replace the bridge.
Further. Oh, you go ahead.
No, as I say, easier to replace the roof than it is to replace the bridge, is what I'm saying. So
absolutely, yeah. Roofers are, and this is one of the reasons why roofers are essential.
Right, and so speaking of that, take me to Centerville.
Well, I want to take you go one more step because when you put these questions out there, it opens up all kinds of avenues. Do you know why these bridges are traditionally painted red?
No idea.
Yeah, I had no idea either. Stumbled across it. Well, you built this bridge, you put a cover over it, so you should paint it. So what they would do is they would take base paint, the paint base, the oil, and these were way out, this was in the 1800s, they would combine dirt and rust to the paint base, and that made that red color. Eventually, iron ochre became a legitimate color, and it was still inexpensive, so these hip roof bridge barns and covered bridges have that traditional red color to them. It was all done from common sense.
Dirt and rust.
Dirt and rust.
Well, I got plenty of that.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
I got plenty of that.
So Centerville, so now we can jump over to Centerville. So we talked about this last week. That's a great Sunday drive. And the Langley Cover Bridge is just north of town. There are plenty of signs that show you how to get there. 282 feet long. This bridge actually had to be raised up a few years ago because ice was hitting it and was going to knock the bridge down on the spring melts. So they actually raised this entire bridge up, raised up the abutments and set it back down.
Really?
Yeah. That's really, really cool. I did not get pictures of that, unfortunately. I was fishing at the time.
So, all right. So we got a couple of minutes here, but you've got you got a whole list of these bridges all over the state. Just give me a quick rundown where people can find them. We got about 2 minutes here. Where do you go find the best ones?
We'll do that. I'll give you the history of each bridge. So there's the Centerville Bridge. These are all great Sunday drives. You can go see these bridges without getting out of your car. Right. North of Lowell is the Fallisburg Bridge. And it has warning signs on each end that say there's a $5 fine for riding or driving on the bridge faster than a walk. 100 feet long, beautiful, beautiful bridge. Been on the National Register of Historic Places. Way up north in Empire is the Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive, one of the most beautiful drives in the entire state. And they have a covered bridge there that everybody who goes into this drive will eventually stop and get some pictures because it is so beautiful. It's a gorgeous spot. And this is on the way into the Sleeping Bear Dunes. And you can see, like, Michigan, see the dunes. Absolutely awesome. Then there's over by Smyrna. You know Smyrna, of course.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, the White's Bridge, 120 feet long. This one is another one of these truss bridges, and it had to be rebuilt because in 2013, some idiots burned it down to get some metal out of it, believe it or not.
In 2013?
Yeah, so it's been rebuilt, so it's there. So all of these are bridges that you can drive through. You don't have to stop and walk. You can drive your car through them. There are only a few of these. Another one is in Frankenmuth. I don't know how many people are going to that hot spot right now, but there's a beautiful cover bridge there that's done in the German style, and it's also one of these brown truss bridges. So
there you go. That's good stuff.
Almost every place in Michigan except the UP has cover bridges you can drive through, go see, stop, take a picture.
Well, what are you doing this weekend?
Social distancing, and it's cool.
You got power tools. Get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got a drill over here for you.
Build a bridge. Well, what are you doing? I'm building a covered bridge. Of course you are.
Well, you know, there's a lot of covered bridges that were moved to places where you can only walk through them.
Like Greenfield
Village. Like Ada, for instance, over by Grand Rapids, has a historic covered bridge that was moved there
to save it
from destruction. So that's one you can just walk through. It's in the gardens.
Let me say this. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com with him, Ron Rademacher. If you want to promote what's going on in your town, your get-together, your cool part of the woods, MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron, carry on.
Steve, we'll talk about morel mushrooms next week. Thank you.
Oh, good Lord.